Now we're looking up the table. It's always nice to get a win and then have 2 weeks off the game. If you're coming off a loss, then it's so hard to wait for the next game. Now we can regroup, do a bit of work. And I thought the boys fought really hard today.
The fact that there is that two-week break, did it make today's game even more important?
I think every game's important at the moment. But yeah, I understand what you're saying with the international break, and you don't want to be coming off a loss and waiting 2 weeks. You always like to put it right, but fortunately we've come back from Reading flying a little bit and picked up some points.
Let's talk about your own performance today. A couple of really important saves in the second half, in a game that certainly in the first half you didn't have a lot to do in.
No, the first one I saved onto the post. I thought it was in, actually. It was deflected header, double header, so I thought it was in, and then it came back to me and I had no hands, so I kind of tried to head it and it hit me in the nose. So it's a good job it came off this side rather than the other side, but no, it's always nice to put in your own performance and put a few solid games in between a couple of not so good goals for me personally.
And an important time of the game because Blackburn had just made a change and the Albion at that stage were under a little bit of pressure.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter when you have to make the save, it's about making the save, and it's nice that it stayed out and kept another clean sheet, so that's 2-3 and we'll keep that rolling.
What's the feeling tonight, David? Because I say with that little gap now, is the feeling that you can really sort of put these threats of relegation behind you?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're looking up now. I just said in there, where are we in the table? They said 16. I said, how far can we go? So that's the question now. How far can we go and prove that this year isn't all about doom and gloom, and hopefully bring some good times to the Amex again, and we're going to have a say in the promotion race, put it that way.
Defensively today, Gordon Greer alongside Greg Holford, he's a player, Greg, who comes into the side and can play a variety of positions. How did you regard his performance today?
I think he's always solid, he's Greg. He always does his bits. Everyone does a little pass here and there wrong, and that's what he's there to do, come in and be solid. And whether he likes it or not, he can play every position nearly. And especially with his long throw, and he's always solid for Rudd. So a big well done to the back four in front of me, because they didn't get past them much today.
What about the big fella up front, Chris O'Grady? Not easy on a pitch like this and on a game like today.
He always comes in and does his 100%, and he don't get as many goals as what I feel he deserves sometimes, but because he's always unselfish work for the team, so look, he'll keep doing that, and that's what he comes with, and hopefully he can get a few goals and start notching them up and even better.
2 weeks off now, David. How's that going to be spent? I mean, a lot of the guys there needing a break?
I think at the moment, coming off a win, we'd like to play on Tuesday night and then Saturday again. It's always, each one of them, sometimes if you lose, then you want it quick. If you don't, then we can have a nice rest and still do some work on the training ground, but yeah, rest up and a christening for me next week.
Oh, I see. Looking forward to that. What day is that?
Yeah, it's next Sunday, so my godson, so I can't wait for that.
Wonderful. Final question. We often ask about the Albion fans. I mean, this is the sort of game, it's for the real diehards, isn't it? A long trip up north. Over 500 of them here again today.
Exactly. We get it at every away game. You get them singing and everything. We always hear them, and they've been fantastic.